Okay.
So, there came the mamledar of this place and asked him to take the ration and not to give dinners to all the thousands and thousands of people because the rationing was everywhere. Maharaj refused it. So, he reported the matter to his superiors. Maharaj asked a disciple, was Mr. Jogalekar, that is myself, is it possible for you to go and see the collector, the district officer? Oh yes, sir, you give me your order, I will see the king of India. All right, you can go. I give you my orders. So, now I have been knowing English people for several years. So, I requested Narayan Maharaj to see an Englishman. I will have a letter in which I will write like this. I am sending with our secretary, Mr. K.K. Jogalekar, some sweets, the prasad of Makar Sankrant, for you and your wife and children. And the rest of the thing he will explain to you personally. Blessing the Lord to you, to self, dear wife and your dear children. Yours in the Lord, Sri Narayan Maharaj. So, I wrote this letter, this translated it to him, sir, please give your signature. So, in canary alphabet, he gave his signature, and in a column, I said, Sri Narayan. On any money order, any register parcel or anything, he would write only Sri Narayan, not Narayan Bhimrao Santi, which was his body name. Narayan Bhimrao Santi is the body name, but as a supreme, he is only Sri Narayan. So, whenever he sign a money order or a register letter or anything, he will only write Sri Narayan, even a telegraph. I have a telegraph of Narayan Maharaj sent to me to attend with cars and all that for all. So, you write only Sri Narayan. So, there was one Mr. Huland, the collector of Pune in wartime. So, I meet him, send my visiting card, Mr. Jogalekar, secretary to His Holiness, Sri Samarth Sadguru Narayan Maharaj. Immediately, I was called him. The letter was given to him, read it. He said, there was an occasion when in the Great World War, there was a camp of English soldiers on Chowfala here. Training camp. And there was some trouble. And that trouble was over by the grace of Narayan Maharaj. So, this was reported, given the Delhi government also knew about the powers of Narayan Maharaj. And of course, Mr. Huland knew the great power of and greatness of Narayan Maharaj. So, as soon as I went, I have given him the information that the officer had come and asked the declaration and, oh, nonsense, he said. So, what are your requirements? We purchase our grains with all your coin. We purchase from Kedga, from Baramati, from Nagar, from Pune, from Sudapur. You allow our cars to come to Tibet. You only do that much. All right, he said. So, what he said? It is wartime. I cannot give you anything in writing. I will work on telephone. I will phone all these people and ask Narayan Maharaj's card. Let go. So thus, we never had any this absence of any grain or sugar or kerosene oil or petrol or anything. So thus, Mr. Huland, I went to Mr. Huland as Narayan Maharaj's secretary. And on that letter is the signature of Narayan Maharaj. That is very precious to me. Yeah. If you want to have the signature, you take a photograph next time you come. Yes, if it is possible.
But in the office, did they keep any records here in the office? His signature? Did they keep
handwriting?
Handwriting or signature? Did they keep in office anything?
No.
Maybe you.
He would not write. He would not write. Maharaj Sata Kai Lit Nasat. No, Kai Ni. So, there was no account here. Millions and millions of rupees were spent, but there was no account, no audition. Whatever spent is spent. The carbide was there.
That's all.
Shall we go there now?
Okay.
Yeah.
there was no electricity, when there was no electricity,
this is
we would give him like this. The Maharaj would sit here.
So you'd fan.
Like this. Service.
In what year did you join? In what year did you come?
I came here in 1920. As a strong young man.
And now you're a strong young man still.
Sir.
Now you're still strong young man.
Older. Old Jani Walker.
Jani Walker.
Born in 1920, still going strong. Now they are very huge. Maharaj used during his lifetime. This is a Puneri Joda. त्याच्या खाली स्लीपर्स पावसाळ्यामधले रबरी आणि बाकी वेगळ्या रंगाचे दिले. हिअर महाराज यू टेक टी दिवसात ना 5 लाख आहेत महाराज आणि स्पेशल टी चायना ग्रीन टी त्याची प्रिपरेशन स्पेशल आम्ही करीत होतो आमच्याकडे सेवा होती ती तुम्हाला करता येणार नाही. हा फोटोग्राफ दिस फोटोग्राफ इज टेकन वेन महाराज वॉज अ गेस्ट ऑफ द राजा नरसिंग बहादूर अँड द सर कृष्ण प्रसाद द प्राईम मिनिस्टर ऑफ हैदराबाद. इट वॉज द टाइम वेन हैदराबाद स्टेट द निजाम ऑफ रूलिंग.
Tell them that story about the monkey. This is a good story.
This picture has a special significance.
It's about the monkey.
Oh yeah, there is a monkey.
You see...
Can you see, madam?
Yeah.
You see a gorilla sitting by the side of Narayan Maharaj. There is a circus in Bombay. This is the circus manager. He is the Eknath Murthy. He would show Mota Thambarchi, Hathi Bhattiri, Dagar Phodaicha. ही सगळं कामं हा करीत असेल तेव्हा हे सगळं महाराजांच्याकडे एकनाथ मूर्ती भावे यांचा आडनाव ते दर्शन एकनाथ मूर्ती भावे दॅट इज द नेम ऑफ द जेंटलमन. ही केम टू सी फॉर दर्शन ऑफ महाराज बिटवीन द मॅनेजर अँड इज गोरिला. दिस आर दिस आर द होस्ट वेअर नारायण वॉज
इन बॉम्बे
इन बॉम्बे बॉम्बे इटसेल्फ जस्ट नियर चौपाटी जस्ट अपोजिट टू द राजापुरा हाऊस. Here, as soon as the car stopped, you know, this gorilla came out of the window and jumping one story after another, immediately came where Maharaj was sitting and sat by his feet. One more thing is very important. At the time of departure, now this manager's pit, he was very pit. So he said, John, no, come on. And John could not go. He said, dear, come on, we have cakes and this and that for good dinner. Come on. And many endearing terms. He could not move. Then he could know that unless Maharaj would say a word to him, he cannot go. So he requested Maharaj, sir, please ask him to leave. Ja beta, ja. Maharaj said, ja beta. Immediately he jumped and he jumped from storage and was the first to occupy the car.
Wow.
So very clear, he used to do the cycling and several tricks in the circus.
What year do you think this was?
I think this is very old, about the year 1918 or so.
1918.
This is the Indian stand of Mr. Bhare. He would take the elephant on the sticks, would break a big stone on his chair, and so many... You stop two motors and all that. He's a manager and circus in Bombay. He's a host where Maharaj would do. Mm. There is one thing. Just open the door. Yeah. Come on. There's a switch to the right side, the left side.
Yeah.
That's right. Now still us. But then a special room. Now a special room in the times of Maharaj, when the Rajas and Maharajas and their wives, they have to tell something very secretly to, as a mother would talk to her, as a child would talk to her mother. So they would have special audience here. Maharaj was teacher. And the Raji, I know the Rani of Indore, the Maharani of Kolhapur, and the Rani of this, they would ask. And Maharaj would give them everybody happy. So this special room to give our audience to the big people, the big Maharajas. All gold. Raja of Mysore. Raja of Mysore. He is waiting at the door of the palace to receive him. He was being taken by procession. Elephants and this and that. There is a canopy that there should be no sunshine over him. A special thing. Here, Maharaj of Indore. At the time of the marriage of his son, Yashantra Holkar, he was taken there. Now you will see the great procession going ahead, the elephants and the horses and all that, and infantry. And finally, a four-horse carriage going with Maharaj in the main seat and the Maharaja Tukujara Holkar in the smaller seat. You go and sit that, see that. You have seen that. Hastamartha, more like this. Every one of you. Even the untouchables. That, to me that.
But she even, what would you say, cleaned the toilets. Now this girl is coming, Divana. Do we want her or not? Is it okay? It's okay. Okay, then we start. Hey, Papa. Can you get a song? Hey, Papa.
By so many Baba lovers because it's going to be great darshan. So we thought, wow, we won't be able to see Baba because he'll be surrounded by many, many Baba lovers. This is what we thought because Baba said, I'll give darshan in 69 in Guru Prasad. But what did we know? That he was going to drop his body. His rock had finished in his body, so it was not used to him anymore. So, but and his work was complete and successful. Baba was happy about it. Though he was very deep, lasting. Now you want to go to Baba's?
Yes.
Are
you there?
Yeah, take
it. Thank you. Awesome.
Yeah. If you have your shoes, you have to wash your hands.
There's a little sink here you can wash.
Yeah.
The time I have to do my own thing, the time I have to do the garden, the time I have to do Baba's thing, then my own personal thing, all the time that I have to be with the Westerners. So then by the time, then the evening, you feel just fagged out, then you want to relax.
And did Baba ever tell you to write any work like
no, nobody.
In Baba's time?
No, nobody I wrote to. No. The letters that came to me, I would read them to Baba, the ones that Baba would like to hear, you know, especially Sripi's letters and so on. Some letters I would read to Baba. Baba letters. Are there anything about this?
I think I'll remove
it. Yeah, remove it and get it broken.
But did Baba ever say, like, write to her back, such and such?
Yeah. Baba said, see if you let to answer it.
Or message
let, her. Let this means as you like. Do as you like. Let this, does this mean? All right, do as you like.
Not
but Baba never this thing that you must answer this letter. He'll leave it to you, leave it to us.
Or like, did he ever give a message from him that you should
come? Once or twice, just once in a while, not every letter. Like I told you the other day, didn't I? I told you, I have told you, this girl, you know, the other day, Naju Kotwal came, do you know her?
Yes.
And her parents came. They also were in the blue bus to other children, the mother and her little son, the blue bus student. They had come and Westerners had joined the ashram up the hill when Norina Elizabeth had joined, and then Baba gave freedom to whoever wants to come may come and stay in the ashram for good, maybe, yeah. So these came, one or two others came. Nadine and they were especially, they were going to come, Baba had told them to come, but from the Bombay lot who would like to come, they came. But, and this, her father, what's his name? What's his name?
Savak.
He was a Baba lover, really speaking. His wife and children were not, but he loved Baba so dearly that he wanted to leave everything and come to Baba, so they left the good, fine apartment and everything, and they came to stay with Baba. But what happened? Did they keep a room and their furniture in it or something? I forget now. But they left Bombay to stay with Baba for good, like that. And they did stay on. Yeah. They were with us in Blue Bus 2 and after Blue Bus 2 in Bangalore, yeah, there, everywhere. When we went to Goa, they were there. Nandi, she was much younger, many years younger now. She's my age, really speaking. And the girls were sent to Secunderabad Convent School. So Baba saw to their, dedication. And so they were quite happy. And the father stayed down the hill with the Mandali. And he was happy that his wife and children were with Baba. He was with Baba. He loved to be with Baba. He loved Baba. So through him, his wife and children came to love Baba. You know what I mean? No, this is a very fine person. Very fine person. She loves Baba. Baba is a teaser in many ways. Baba is a fine fun teasing her. There's something about him. Some people that Baba like to make, not fun of, but tease, you know. She said, no, Baba, don't do that. No, Baba, no. But those things I don't say now. But what I want to say is this, that Savak, then, you know, in Sattara, when we were in Sattara, what year were we in Sattara? 55, 56. All these years, I don't know all the years, but maybe 1 year, I wouldn't ask him, say, I don't know, but this thing I know, that quite for a long time, Savak, from 9 in the night, or 8:30 or 8 o'clock, maybe 8 o'clock, that detail I don't know, but from the beginning of the night till morning, he would do alone watch, be with Baba in the room. It was wonderful, the service he did for Baba. For quite some time, for night watchman, he was with Baba. Then later on, then Bao and the others came, and then Baba gave them duty to be towards you, 3 hours, that person, so on. Others used to do it for quite a long time. The Savak, now they're in Bombay. When they were young, they were on the third story, you know. Story means this first, and second, and third. And that high, you have to climb the staircase. Yeah. When that time they were young, when they left, when Baba went, when we went for new life, then Baba had sent each one to where to go, and you know what I want to say. I would send them home to their places and all that. But Nargis stayed down the hill. She didn't go to Bombay. No, she stayed down there. That's another story anyway. Then Katie was told to stay at Arnava's place, Nadia and Katie, because Nadia was not going to accompany us for the new life. She couldn't walk and all that. Then Khoshid was to stay with Mehji and his family, Rano, Kitty, and Khoshid, and Khoshid's mother, four of them to stay with Mehji in Bombay, their house. And so Baba divided that way his, ashram people, but there was Nargis, she was not, She had a home of her own and all. She was a natural mind. She respected her own. She came when she wanted to. She went when she wanted to. That way. Uh-huh, you would call her that. Because she was not with us in the Blue Bus. Nor, but she, they came and went. I mean, not a few days. Whole month they would stay or more. But go back home. So, they were there home. And Anna was home. And who was it? Soltun? And Dawla. Now, Sarwar is Dawla's sister, you know, so Bailul has two daughters. Bailul had three sons, and all the sons died, and only two daughters left.
Did one of his daughters
die also? Yes. The very nice daughter died. That Sultan always felt very sad for that, because she was the real fine one, real good daughter, you know, who worked in the house, was very intelligent. She liked to sewing, handwork, this and that, helped her mother. She had a bright, very lovely child she was, and to look at also, she was very lovely. But that is the one who died, and Dawla, who Sultan did not like, she lived. This is a long story, we don't go into that, Baba. But Sarwar is a fine person, daughter, very. But Sarwar had no time to look after her mother. Mother was with us in the ashram, you know, Baidul is down the hill. So his mother was called from Iran with her two daughters, so they stayed in the ashram. And Dawla, I don't know what to talk about her, but don't want to tell much about her. But this I know, that Kitty and Margaret took interest in her, that she's quite uneducated, you know, from Iran.
Illiterate.
Yeah, village mm-hmm. kind of place, but a biggish village, nice village, but those kind of people they were, so they were not educated. So Kitty and Margaret got interested, took interest in them and taught them to read and write English. Dawla, and she was not a bright student. She would learn, sometimes not learn, yes and no. But somehow Margaret pushed them on. And she ran. But Baba knew that Sarwar was worth good training, whatever it is. I mean, not training, but you call it education. So she was sent with Guy might stay in Bangalore. We were in Bangalore. And she stayed, when we started for, I don't know, she came with us for Goa. And then after Goa and when returned, then Baba told the Gaima and them to stay. Bangalore is a fine, nice place. And those days, there were such few people that you could find an empty house to stay in, would you believe? And now people are just fighting for houses. Yeah. You have no idea. You have to pay thousands of rupees from first to get one room. You have no idea. You may have an idea. Anyway, that's in Bombay. In Bangalore, it was nice house they found, the guy, my family, with Papa, you know, Gaima's husband. Everybody was there. I don't know about Iraj, but Mehrwan was there also. Iraj must be with Baba, but Baba told Sarwar to stay with Gaima, and from there she went to this nice convent school in Bangalore, and she got, education, yes. But maybe that was only for 2 or 3 years, I don't know. By the time Baba called Gaima to stay in Pune or somewhere, I forget now, all that. But anyway, poor Sarwar had to again change her school, but she was bright here, so she made up in the other school also. So she got on with her English very well. So now she reads and writes beautiful letters, and she learned, nursing. When she grew up a little bit bigger now, this is a nursing line she took. She became a good nurse and worked as a private nurse at home. Yes. If anyone was ill at home, they would call and she would be there and so on. So then she met this young Parsi's father was ill, I think there's a story, and she was there to look after the father. She did. It was so kind and very beautifully way. She nursed him, not like just nurse, but very
warm-hearted.
Yeah, warm-hearted, very nicely. So this man, older man's son, young son, he saw Sarwar and saw her ways and all that she's not just an Iranian, she's a fine educated and lovely girl also. So he fell in love with her. They married. And so Sarwar married a Parsi. It's another story. Baidul didn't like it. Why marry a Parsi? Why not marry Iranian? What is this Parsi Iranian? Why are these old ideas? I don't know. But the Iranians had this pride that
they're better.
Yeah. They must have.
When your mother went to Iran, did she stay with them?
Mm. Yeah. You know, my mother, it's an old story. My father, when he died, my mother, of course, loved him. She was very brokenhearted. She wanted to, you know, in all this thing, you know, that, not that when that person was living, he may not have done much of good deeds, much of, what do you call it?
What
do
you call it? Good things.
Puja. No, charity. Charity, but some of these good deeds, you know, then my father was busy working as an officer. When did he have time to do charity or anything? You know, my mother knew that he didn't have time to pray even, you know, that he was so tired when he came home because he had to work all the time outside in the open, in the sun, all day long. Though he had thick hat, heavy, those
solar
tubes. Being wearing it here, his hair wore off and became all baldy of my father. And so on horseback or on camel or walking most of the time, all the time in the sun, all perspiring and hot and everything, but he was a very strong person. He was 6'4" or 3", very, very tall, but not like Dad Justin. He never stooped. You have seen his photo. Very straight and strong and athletic. I'm glad I didn't take up the looks after my father, because I would have been like Vesta. You know, she's taken after her father, tall and big like this. It doesn't look nice for a girl to be like that. And her mother's so dainty and sweet looking. She never took after her mother. No, that's another story. But what did I say? Forget now.
But Tap and Punja means after they died.
So in our this thing, Zoroastrians or even the Hindus maybe do, I don't know about Hindus, but in Zoroastrians we do that. Then now some dear one has gone, and so to help that soul in his name, then you feed people, poor people. You do charity in his name. In his name, this will reach his soul. That will do good to his soul. You know this, and it is right also. Somebody, because my father earned, and his money was spent for doing this, for doing that. So that is charity in his name. So my mother was so this thing distraught and all that. You know how, what to do to now, not to reach him. What would you call him? To do something good for him. You know, help him and all that. So she would give. But we call it Gambar. Gambar means it's feeding the any amount of Zoroastrians can come. So all of Pune, and yes, men. Sometimes just the men and the boys, you know. Mm-hmm. There are hundreds of them in one day fed. From the morning starts at 9 o'clock food, then they take 1 hour or an hour and a half because serving the no plates. And the banana palms, they're cut half and washed. And they're all in stacks, and then this person comes with banana, just quickly, it's very lovely. All tables, long line of tables here, long line of tables. I don't know why I'm going to this, but anyway, I've got into the thing. Anyway, then the food, the other person comes with kachumbar, you know, onions cut and kochmeen and all that kachumbar. He quickly gives, and more, you want more? Yes, no, yes. And then fast. The other one comes with chapati, fast. How many? Two? Yes, one. Everything fast. Then one person has to just walk and see that they're served well, those working people work, serving, they're doing it well, who needs more, what's happening, you know, what you call a supervisor, just one person just keeps and I just walks along, like slowly going around, asking, do you want more chapati or what, like that, you know, this is what happens in Zoroastrian
feast.
Yeah, but it takes place where the fire temple is, but you don't see the fire temple, it's inside the house, and there's a very big hall where the weddings take place, and what do you call this?
Thread ceremony,
sacred thread. So there's a very big hall, but the next room you go into is a large room, and in the large room and small room is built in. So in the small room is the fireplace, and only the priest can go in with the white clothes, and he of course has a bath every day, whatever he does. Anyway, then he sandalwood, I can't get the English word. That's why in this all the time I say, what do you call it? I can't get the English words, you know? It's very, I feel you laugh at that time. What do you do? I was talking fast, I want to get the thing. Anyway, what happens? It's not my mother likes. I make mistakes. But anyway, then this give sandalwood. But sandalwood is not pieces of wood just like that, slices. No. Bars, what do you call them?
Well-shaped pieces.
Yes. This is square. Round like polished, this Smooth and lovely. I don't know how they do it, but it's very lovely in the shop. Also, they look nice pieces. Then you can buy 4 anas worth a small piece, then 8 anas and big, and so on. So, and then they have thick ones, big also. And so, as you can afford it, you buy it and you take it to the fire temple to offer to the fire. That's inside. But this is outside the compound, like how this outside compound like that. And there, when the wedding is, takes place or sacred set in this evening time, then the tables are set out in the compound with the skits and lights. At that time, there are not many electricity, but when there was electricity, there were floodlights and all that. So in that light and all that, the women wearing all golden saris, a very beautiful affair, you know, wedding time. But this giving food, feeding the poor for this, not All Souls Day, but you know what I mean? That time is simple. Children come from school, because this goes on from 9 to 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. It goes on. So much food is cooked. And
I think Baba did that in Arrington also a couple times.
Yes, he did serve food to the poor of the village, you know. I don't remember that.
Maybe Rana's mother,
Nalamasa,
I think at that time he gave
her. I don't remember. I have not heard of it. I must ask Naja, she may know that. Yeah. I don't know. No, then Jamshed died, Baba was giving out jalebis.
Mommy.
I thought you were running to greet the dog, eh? As a doctor, no,
I think you see. I like it better anyway.
So what are they saying?
Well, your mother did that in Iran, in honor of your father.
So this is the long story, that she went out of her way because she had the money to do it, you know. So she went out of her way to do all this. Every year, of one feast for the whole of the country, all the residents, whoever can come, they all came. Boys and men and women and whoever, I don't know. Many, many hundreds are fed, you know. But every year she gave this food. So much was spent on that. So that is different. Then, you know, of course, somebody said, you know, it's very good for the soul to make a priest. Then, you know, and this thing, what do you call it? Priests have children also. Mm-hmm. So somebody's son who is now grown up and say 15, 16, 17, then that boy is ready to become a priest, but somebody has to pay for his becoming a priest.
Training,
or I don't know, whatever they do, the detail I don't know, initiate. But he has to be initiated to be a priest. From that day, then he can even perform this thread and what do you call this, wedding and all this. He becomes priest. But this boy was a very fine person, boy, good looking, all that. Somebody suggested to us, he had friends with them. A priest's wife or somebody, head priest's wife, and house was nearby. My mother used to go to see her, and kept a good relation with her, that she would let her know what else to do and what to. It's good for the soul and all this. Huh?
In
Pune. After my father died, we had to come to Pune, because Pune was our, what do you call it?
Hometown.
Yes, that was otherwise, as an officer, he was transferred outside Pune, but now we have to come back to our family in Pune and stay there. Whatever
they're saying.
She arranged for his. That woman told her that there's a. If you want to Navar. Navar means to make a new priest. To me, yeah. So this. Then you have to pay so much and so much. What all they did, I don't know anyway. One night we all went, and this. The priest himself, his own carriage, that is a big Lendo. You know Lendo carriage? They came home to take us. To the fireplace, we call it fire temple, whatever it is, the place is called Agyari. Now, how you say mosque and temple, we call it Agyari. We go to Agyari and then. Well, we were children, we were not grown up. I was only 9, 10, 10, 11, 10 or 11 years old. My mother's grown up, my sister is a bit older than me, but here we were there, and then later on, then we all gathered there, and the boy came and stood on a small stool or something. I don't know what was given in his hand. And then he started praying all in white and all that. And there were two other priests. And I don't know what. Anyway, he prayed from first to last to show us that he knows all the prayers by memory. You have to. Because when you sit and pray at other people's places at the secret time or wedding time, anything. All these different prayers you must know. All that he knows, he's ready. He, you know what I mean? He's trained completely. So he prays all these and shows us all this prayer, this prayer, now this prayer, now this prayer. Ma pray 12 o'clock, it became 1 o'clock, and baby children all sleep and sleep. I still remember, I was so tired. Ma pray, my sister, my mother has to keep awake. That she's doing it, she must keep awake. Here, baby children all. It was too funny. Anyway, we were too happy when the time was to go home. But this is what I'm saying, that even that she did. Have a priest made that that also will reach my father's soul, and his soul will be happy and whatever, I don't know. Happy means it'll help his soul in the next life, good
progress.
Good progress, that will, good birth, you know, like that. And so what I'm coming to is this. Then my mother had idea all this, but she couldn't do it, was to open a school for children in Persia. She knew there were village people and illiterate and who need the school, and there was not a school in the country or something like that, in the villages. So she had this idea. So by that time, then she became the Baba. After doing all, every year we were doing all this, what I said. But now, when we came to Baba, she told Baba. So Baba said, yes, Baba arranged for this. And then who went to Iran and what and how it happened. But the school was started on a small scale. And Rausa, yes, right. Must be that. Because I wasn't, didn't pay attention to all this, but I heard and all that. And so the school was started on a small scale, but children were gathering and they were learning and all that. So then, that was in 1924, or a little before that. 1924, say 1924 and 25. Anyway, then the school has started, but my mother not seen it, but she knows, she trusts Baba's word that it is so. It costs quite a lot to have the school started, and the teachers and everything, and the rooms and hired, I don't know what they did anyway. I was not there. But many years after that, many years, 24, 25, 26, 27, 20, 29, 30, 35, 36, 37, 38, 37, 38. 38. 37, she was with Baba. Birthday in Nasik. Then 38, I think, must be 38 or 39. One of this year, I don't remember. Baba told her that she can go into Iran. But by that time, Baba had given her silence. So she could not talk to the people there. You know, when you talk, you're enjoying it. You know what I mean, too? But she was on silence. Those people could understand that they could not read Gujarati. So she was stumped in those people, what to say? But that's how Bob made it difficult for her. You know, that also must have helped for him. I don't know. Someone must have gone with her. This detail I don't know. But she went to Iran. She was very happy to go and see that the school was running and this and that. And then she met Sultan, which means Baidu's family. She stayed there also. And she saw other Irani families. And she was there. She liked to be in Iran. She had heard stories her mother tell of Iran. So those times, Persia was very nice. It was, Persia had a fair name, but now this man, Mohammedans, they have spoiled the whole thing. Anyway, then when she came back, she was still on silence, and she was in silence, on silence, and she stayed in Nasik. Baba told her to stay now in Nasik, as she was in silence. Baba being on silence and to have another person's silence is not helping Baba, and it was no need. What? She was with us when we first came to stay in Mehrabad. Very first she stayed with us, and she was with Baba for some years in Mehrabad. Then when we went to Nasik, then she was with us in Nasik also, always with us, cooked food and all that. That is 27, 28, 29. I think in 29 Baba gave her silence. So she was more than 22 years on silence, and on her grave it's written only 20 years. But it's at least 22 years. At least it's 22 years.
I thought maybe she kept right when Baba started keeping silence.
Oh, no, no, no. Much late. Baba was on silence in 1925, July. But she was 29. Gustaji also. Gustaji's I wouldn't know, but it is sometime that same time. Maybe the same time. That the Mandi will know. You see, I will know that. Maybe Mani also know, huh?
But
yeah, something. Yeah. Or maybe together. But the men, Mandi side, I don't know. Because we were not told to talk about Mandi, and we went, didn't care to talk and want to know. But Gusaji was in silence more, longer, because my father, my mother died in 1952 when we returned from South Carolina. We returned here August or September, I don't know. Mani, when did we return?
54 now.
No.
52, but we were in April, May. Yeah. June, July, and August we were here because Baba's foot got all right and he could bear weight or something. Anyway, she died in September, October, something like that, the same year, 52, same year. I remember that. And you know, it is very strange, but now we don't see any bird. Do we see any bird dead here anywhere? We never see, so many birds fly, but they may get ill and whatever. After so many years, you may find a bird.
Right.
Never. But that morning when I came out, and then 52, after return from the 52, I was walking in the garden here, and a dove was lying dead, you know. Here's a dove. And I said, oh my, but if a cat had attacked it, she would have eaten it up, and whole duck, dove. I said, man, what a shame, what a sweet little dove, and poor thing. I still remember that. And then Baba came up late in the afternoon, late to eat. That time Baba told me that her mother died very ill. She had no sickness now. What do you call it? In bed. What do you call it? Bedridden or anything. She was having breakfast, something. Baba said, just laughing and talking, and then she dropped it. This maybe heart. So very easily, she dropped her body. That means obeying Baba, keeping silence, she dropped her body. Same Gustaji also, same. But Gustaji, 1957, I think. 57. Yeah. So 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 5 years more. Gustaji. And Gustaji, still the last, he said, tell Baba something. He said to Kaka, to tell Baba something. I don't know. Then I don't know the message what he gave. But one thing Gustaji, you know, Gustaji was very, I don't know, what would he say? What would he say? Let me say, not peculiar, but.
Eccentric,
maybe, yeah. Eccentric, that's the word. But he was a very pleasant person to talk to. He always liked to talk funny things to Baba, to make Baba laugh and all that. So with signs, he would talk to, tell Baba many stories like this, you know, once in a while. Mm. Not every day he would, but not in one time many. But something, he would say something funny and make Baba laugh. Even when he was on silence, he would make Baba laugh. Jai Baba. Yeah. So...
You're going to say one thing about his name.
Huh?
You started to say one.
Yeah, so what happened was this. What happened? Everybody knew that Gusaji had been with Baba to the West. And he had a wristwatch, a very expensive, good kind of wristwatch. It was given, so this wristwatch was expensive, nice. Swiss made, but I didn't want everything. But they had, before they sent, his trunks and all had to be seen to his clothes and all what has to be given away, kept to tell Baba what all his possession are. Then they remember Kaka that he had the wristwatch. Where has he kept the wristwatch? You know, we want to find the people safe, others here, there, he might. Would you believe all his trunks, everything this search, but the wristwatch was not there anyway. And they knew Gusaji had the wristwatch. And what did they? Very, this was very funny. Yeah, every. Then looked for, and Kaka was tired, looking as what to do. Never mind, put these shoes there. All right, only these shoes are not seen. And when he put his hand in the shoes, the wristwatch was inside the shoe. Most extraordinary, here on the toe part was pushed inside there. But nobody would want to steal it from there. If there's a servant who's a rubber thief, he might open the trunk and put his hand in. But the shoes, old pair of shoes, who want to? It was very funny idea. This is what I was saying, Kaka. Not Kaka, Gustaji was like that, you know. Yes. And he had a sweet tooth. Baba always gave him a little bit more prasad, sweet things, you know. Gusaji would eat half and keep half away, you know. Yeah, those funny ways, you know. Very nice person he was. But he was a seeker.
Yeah.
Sai Baba, with Sai Baba he was. Sai Baba then told him to be with Upasani Maharaj. With Upasani Maharaj, and by that time Baba came. But Baba came to Sai Baba also, because he visited all the five masters. He came to Sai Baba, and there Sai Baba, seeing Baba, I don't know if he addressed him that way, but looking at Baba, he said, Parvar Digar, this is what Sai Baba said. So Gusaji and two, three Brahmins who were there, they heard it. But when Sai Baba knew that he was going, will be dropping the body, so there were some people very close to him, to them, Gusaji and whatever. Sai Baba gave messages. Message means, now you stay with Upasani Maharaj, I am there. Knowing that I am there, stay there. Don't feel broken-hearted and stay here and weep here. Don't do that. Go to Upasani Maharaj. That's how Sai Baba wanted it. There were two, three women who loved Sai Baba very dearly, and so they had to come because they got this order. But now what would I say? Gusaji. So Sai Baba told Gusaji to